It's Monday the 7th of October 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm, as usual, on a Monday morning on my commute into work. It's a fairly grey morning, but there might be the promise of blue sky. The clouds are just cracking and the blue sky is peeking through behind, so I'm hoping we might get a reasonable day today. Although I'll be stuck in an office all day, so I won't see much of it. Although I changed desks last week, so I now have a desk right next to a window, which is rather wonderful after having spent 6 or 9 months in an office which had no windows at all. Which was very weird. It was a very nice little office, but it was very weird not knowing what the weather was doing at all and getting to lunchtime and having to go to find another room to look at the window to see if it was raining or not. It was very odd. But yes, I have moved desks and I now have a window. And even better, it seems to be on a major squirrel run, because several times last week I caught this little grey flash going past my eyes and it turned out to be a squirrel running past. So it's not bad. It's pretty good, actually. Works good at the moment. I wanted to talk about decluttering because I've been on a major crusade. We're on birthday countdown this week. It's Catherine's 6th birthday on Thursday. And what she really wanted to do for her birthday this year was have a party at home and play musical chairs and pass the parcel. That was like her requirements for her party this year. And because we haven't got a lot of money at the moment and because I'm weak, I said yes. But it did strike terror into my heart, because obviously our house is not the most tidy of houses. We have a lot of stuff. It doesn't all have places to live, and that's what really is what leads to clutter in my house. So I had this mad panic of, oh heck, we've got to, you know, strangers are coming into our house and they will judge me on my house. So that has been a real motivator for me to get myself sorted out. And over the last couple of weeks, I have majorly tackled the downstairs of the house. For example, there were boxes and boxes of DVDs on the floor that we'd pulled off the shelves when we put toys on the shelves in our first decluttering attempt. And all the DVDs were in boxes in the floor. And I'd been meaning to do something with them and just hadn't got around to it. So last week I got around to actually music magpieing them, and they got collected at the weekend, and I'm hoping to get a little deposit in my bank account. Which, you know, to be fair, is not a lot of money based on the number of DVDs, but it's more than I was getting for them being sitting around in boxes, so I'm happy with that. I've targeted the kitchen again. It's still not perfect, but it's better. Cleared out the understairs, which was a major achievement, and then this weekend it was the lounge. And our lounge, we have problems with kids' stuff primarily. My kids get a lot of stuff. It gets all over the house, and we have never sort of organized places for stuff to live, so we end up with piles of stuff on the tables and on the sofas, and it's, you know, it's just a horrible mess. So John was out all day yesterday. My mother came over to help, and I said, right, I want to make sure that the floor is clear, the tables are clear, the sofas are clear, and everything has a place, and it's stuff, you know, the kids can get stuff out, and most importantly, they can put it away again afterwards. So that's what we did. We unloaded all the shelves, we sorted through everything, we filled at least one black sack with recycling, which was just stuff we were hanging on to that we didn't need. And my mother took two big boxes of old toys away to go to the charity shop. And we've ended up with what I wanted. We've got clean floors, we've got clear sofas, we've got so much less stuff on the shelves. It's brilliant, and all the stuff fits on the shelves nicely, so the kids don't have to pull everything off if they want something. I've managed to spread out the colouring stuff, because we had a big box that was just full of pens and pencils and crayons and everything, and now they're all in separate boxes, all spread out on a shelf so the kids can see them. Oh, it's lovely, and I am so motivated to keep it like that now. I really hope that motivation stays, because that's the trick, isn't it? Once you've done it, keep it like that. So yeah, I'm feeling really positive. I've got a lovely tidy lounge. We're ready for a party.